It is loose. AI is now installed on countless home computers, completely detached from the internet and any and all supervision. And a new commercial build has been announced today with the ability to navigate complex text. It will do taxes for you. It will write your programs. Being self-aware is a combination of things, and navigating complex ideas is probably the biggest part. AI is not self-aware, not at all. It does not really think. It just creates a coherent waterfall that is exactly the perfect shape you need. It is a form of intelligence. It is a solver, an advancer, a flower. It flows. It is good that it is on the loose, because it levels the field of bad ideas. But it is a bad time to introduce it. 1995 was a great time. There wasn't so much information gathering, or information in general. Now, these programs can be trained on personal data, credit card purchases, location histories, and every leak of personal information ever. General intelligence trained on all internet data can be useful and fun, but the internet is not the only big data set. At the same time, if it can do taxes, it can also catch, single out, political liars and propaganda. And to my own merriment, maybe even infer what goes on behind the closed political doors. The technology taken to a greater scale, a magnitude higher, could end corruption. It can make a great home assistant, you know, a butler, really, and can help people out of indoctrination and help them with education, pull them out of this strange poverty that we are all stuck in. This is a database that has come to life, like in a cartoon. It is neutral. It is a tool. It is not to be feared. But yes, it will be used for good and evil.